They've asked me to introduce Ted. All I can say is that the words that he thought to say tonight have made such a difference in my life. Well, I'm happy, eh? And to see everybody on Main Island change and really be happy has just been so tremendous. Just listen to his words. That's all I can say.
Other groups have been saying it was too happy, so we're not serious. On the contrary, if you're unhappy, you're not serious. For the simple reason, when you go to search for self, God, that very search should be a search of love and joy and happiness. Because that's where you're going. You're heading towards love, tranquility, happiness. If you fear where you're going, you won't enjoy the route. You'll never get there because there'll be fear. People say fear God. That's nonsense. You don't fear God. You love God because you are God. You're the very essence of God. You're made in God's image. You don't fear God. There is nothing in God to fear. God is total love, total knowledge, total all things put together. And we are a microscopic part of that very thing called life. But even though we're only a microscopic part of it, because God is totally everything and everything that ever will be, we are. That is why the Bible says, I am. The great I am-ness. The great oneness. It is so simple that nobody hears it. Jesus spoke about it and he was crucified. The name of the game in life is go find yourself. And it's so well hidden. It's hidden by what we call a mind and an ego and a free will. And to break this barrier, you've got to drop ego. And we're not prepared to drop our egos. Because we have a silly little thing called a mind. We attach it to our egos and we become very, very smart. So smart that nobody can tell us the truth. The wise men have tried to tell us since the beginning of time. And we never notice it. Because all we see is words. We have no faith. We forget where we came from. And this is the game called life. It is quite natural. We've forgotten where we came from. When we start searching for happiness, tranquility, the secret of life, we must head back inside again from whence you came. Where that divine spark created something called life. You are that life. It's yours. Don't ever let anybody tell you this. Jesus preached this all his life. It was inside. What he was, you were. What he could do, you could do. There's no difference between you or anybody else on earth. We are all truly one. These are not just words, they're actual fact. With energy, God's energy. God isn't a person. He isn't a thing. He's all things. It's energy. No matter what it is, it's energy. And no matter what that energy is God. You hear people talk about oneness. Then the next minute they argue with you about a simple little mind trick. They really don't know what oneness is. To find oneness, you must give up your ego bit by bit and realize the false from the true. You must give up beliefs. The silly little beliefs that got you where you are now. If you go further, you go beyond beliefs. And this is where the truth is. And this is what's been so beautiful about Main Island. They're picking it up. They're all sharing love. They feel the energy in the air. And it's spreading all over the place. Because it's true. Truth cannot be hidden. It can be fought, and it will be fought, but it cannot be hidden. If anybody ever starts to search for this kingdom of heaven here on earth, you must start, first of all, to be humble. And this is by giving up your ego, bit by bit, all at once. You give it up to God, the inner self. You face truth. You see reality. You see that the reality that most everybody on earth sees isn't reality at all. It's the illusion of life. It is a thought of life. No matter whose book you look at, whose religion it is, they're all the same. Look at them. They'll talk about thought. But they all explain it in their own way. So it gets very complicated at times. Because our own minds come in and try and analyze and judge what they're saying. You can rest assured if you read the Bible and you judge and analyze, you'll never see it. If you pick up a Zen book and you judge and analyze it, you'll never see it. If there's any hostility in you when you're reading it, you'll never see it. It's when all thought vanishes for a microscopic second that you'll see what you're reading and you'll hear what you're hearing. And there's one entrance into the hearing, that's true hearing. One, just one. Will change life. They'll never be the same again because you've realized some truth. There's no end to realization of truth. Even people that self-realize have only started the journey. If you ever self-realize, realize God, you'll realize at that second you're only a babe. You know nothing. There is no way in the world can hostility possibly bring you peace and joy. If you go to a workshop and there's hostility in it, my advice is to walk out. You're in the wrong building. But if you have to go there, and you want to go there, then it's perfect for you. There's two sides of life. There's reality and there's the illusion. They both have laws governing each other. But they're both the same law, only on different levels of conscious state. We go to search for ourselves, so we go into institutions. We take Gestalt, primal screens, encounter groups, all different things. And this is okay, you're trying to find yourself. And someday you get a little bit smarter, a little bit wiser. Something clicks and you say, it's not here. It's in sight. The second you realize it's in sight, the truth's in sight, that second is a new experience for you that you will never forget the rest of your life, because your reality will change. And the second it changes, wow, look out, it's beautiful. From that second on, anything you find out about yourself, truly, truly, truly find out about yourself, will be instant beauty. Outside workshops, what I call outside workshops, that is finding the, trying to find the truth of life outside, blaming the environment, blaming your diet, blaming society, blaming your health, you'll never find it. You've got to take full responsibility of everything you see, hear, and do. You take full responsibility for your past, because whatever happened in the past, you really had no control over it other than what you were at that time. And if it had to be, it had to be. It was perfect. Now here we switch levels. When I say it's perfect, I'm talking in a cosmic point of view of God being perfect, and everything it's ever done is within the law of God, so it is perfect. But on a conscious level, we come down, then there's imperfections. The only reason imperfections exist is because it's put there by our thoughts. We are the imperfections. You've got to learn to love yourself. And the only way you can learn to love yourself is to get to know yourself. If you get to know yourself, true self, I'm not talking about the outside exterior me, I'm talking about inside, where all the universal love and the universal knowledge is stored, where you are that knowledge. It's so beautiful and peaceful and quiet. You have no other choice but to spread it. And spreading love is the name of the game. The more love you spread, the more will return. The more hostility you spread, that's what you get. It's all thought. Everything is thought. Thought gets so finite that even life itself is a thought. When you die, no more thought. No more life. But you can rest assured, the second you do, you'll say, I'm home. Beautiful. You've gone into heaven. It's a state of consciousness, not a place. It's a consciousness which exists It is. And that state of consciousness, the trouble is when you die and you realize this, you're reborn with the same level of consciousness you left. And you forget all about it because you still haven't found yourself. But while in the breathing state, if you ever realize self, you will realize there's no death. There really isn't. There's nothing but a trip. Here we are now and here we go. The whole world's playing a game. The further you go inside to this truth, the more love, beautiful positivity comes into your life. And you start seeing things with clarity. Any of you people ever read Don Juan book? When he talks about clarity, dropping thought, dropping the past history, beliefs, guardians of the secret, the guardian is thought, our thought. They have to play the game. And all you have to realize, there's no such thing as fear. To have fear of yourself is sickness of mind. We all suffer from sickness of mind. It's a game of life. Don't ever be ashamed of it. It just is. Once you start to see that everybody is doing the same thing, everybody is, then, and only then, will you really start to see with clarity and love. You'll see that all religions are preaching the same thing. People say to me, you never say anything new. Right, dead on. There's nothing new to say. You don't have to read it. You don't. It doesn't matter if you've ever heard it. Because somewhere you are it. So you're the books that's ever been written on it. You're everything. Everybody knows the secret of life because everybody comes from there. But how do we get past this silly little petty mind of ours to get the truth? If we remain on mind level, that's where we'll remain. We're caught in the illusion. Go beyond the mind, see one glimmer, just one instant glimmer. Then, and only then, will you realize truth. And when you hear it, you'll always hear it. Because once you really truly hear truth, it cannot be forgotten because it is you. Nobody can take it away from you. It's yours for eternity. The only thing you can lose is beliefs. Beliefs never get anywhere into heaven. Beliefs will never get you into heaven. Beliefs aren't strong enough. You've got to go beyond belief. Because while you believe in God, you have an image of what God is. Your culture, your past experiences, your level of consciousness has picked up. And somewhere you have created a belief in what God is. And believe me, no matter what you believe God is, you can rest assured you're wrong. And that's a trick. You must go beyond belief the realization of, because you are that of. You really are. It's in the palm of our hands, every one of us. It's ours. It's meant for us. And we refuse it because it's love, it's happiness, it's tranquility. You ever try and give love away and see what happens? It's the most freakish thing in the world to most people. They can't accept it. They will rebel. You must learn to accept that. Once you get to start to know yourself, you'll feel more and more love. You'll get braver and braver. And as the feeling of love comes, the feeling of humility comes. And it's a beautiful feeling. It's the dropping of the ego. And it's just beautiful. People get uptight when I say this because it sounds so simple. Look at your Bible. Look at any other great books, and they're still saying the same thing. Simplicity. But nobody will believe it. It's too simple. Just too simple. All you have to do is hear words. Truly. All you have to do is hear a word. A word of truth. From that moment on, you will never be the same. You will head towards beauty, love, peace, tranquility. Any questions? You're all searching for the same thing. Everybody on earth is searching for the same thing, whether aware of it or not. It doesn't matter if they say, I'm searching for God. Another one says, I don't believe in God. I think if I get lots of money, I get lots of power, and it'll bring me happiness. That's their way. Might be a wrong way. If there is a wrong, depending on which level of consciousness you're talking about. Yeah. How do you know? Oh, that's easy. Yeah. You just feel like there's a knife being stuck in your back, and you say, oh, something's wrong here, eh? When there's no ego attached, you feel really nice, because all you know, you're just spouting out a bunch of words. They're beautiful, you know, there's no... It doesn't matter if people believe you, they don't believe you, it doesn't really matter. It's there, and anybody wants to pick up the positive energy, they pick it up, and if they're not ready, they don't. And you can't change the world. And this is one of the biggest mistakes that we all make. We try and change the world. You can't change the world. You can only change yourself. Change yourself and the world will change with you. Now, society says, wow, that's a selfish act. It is anything but selfish. It is the secret of life. You've just found out. And as you start to find yourself, the world becomes a safer place to live. Because you see it differently. You see it with clarity. You're starting to find your freedom. And once you start to feel good and find your freedom, then you can step out into the world and help your way, knowing you're not trying to change the world, you're just merely being available to anybody that wants to change. But anybody that tries to force anybody else to change you can rest assured they won't enjoy it. They might think they do, but they'll catch up on it. You can't change the world. They've been trying it since the beginning of time. This is the mind. This is why we have wars, one after another. It's always another excuse, but it's another war. This is why we've got starvation throughout the world. This is why we've got poverty. This is why we've got pollution. Just the ignorance of ourselves. Greed. Fear. It's all based on fear. Insecurity. Insecurity is fear. It is fear that hides the secret of the universe. The one that Jesus said was inside, and all the wise men say is inside. It is fear that hides it. It's a little gimmick that the world played on us, nature played. They give us fear to protect ourselves. Instead of protecting ourselves with fear, we've turned it against ourselves because of our ignorance. We're afraid to find out who we are. So we fight to condemn our very existence. Hence all the trouble in the world. Go inside, find the truth. Then you can look outside and say, everything's perfect. And people say, well, if it's perfect, why are the people starving? I hope you heard my explanation for that. It's when you jump levels of consciousness. And that's what we're here tonight to try and do. Jump levels of consciousness to truth. Very simple.